And it is 10 a.m. in the West Coast. It is 1 p.m. in the East Coast. And it is 8 p.m. in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. Today, September 14, 2015, it's Rosh Hashanah for the Jewish world and Happy New Year. And this is Orly Benny Davis, and this is The Impossible Truth. Today on BBS Radio, we are going to be on Studio One as usual, and we're going to talk about the situation everywhere. But first, let's take a second to pray for all the people in Northern California where the fire is all over and many people got evacuated from their houses. Hundreds of houses were burned. We want to pray for their, you know, really hurry recovery, and God will, if some rain will stop it, that will be really, really a great miracle. It's important. It's important for us all to understand that, you know, sharing the situation, you know, even in the prayer, will maybe we'll have some good understanding elsewhere in, you know, the universe, God willing. Now, we have so much to talk about it, and there are situations, there is a presidential debate that we want to mention. And the important thing about the future of women, we are so many times we undermine women in everyday work, and we forget that the women of today have to do everything. We have to be pretty. That's a lot of work, remember, you know, when you're young, you're pretty, yes, but you have to take care of yourself. Then you have to raise children, you have to get married, raise children, keep a house, and, you know, even keep your husband going. And on top of this, you need to calculate the economics, go to work sometimes, and then, you know, hoop up and, you know, keep your honesty with God. And by all means, Superwoman is nothing in the book today. It's an everyday thing. Every woman needs to be a superwoman, and it's really become to be obvious that they all take us for granted. And I'm not complaining because I've been considered to be a good, you know, strong woman. But by all means, getting insulted, you know, by a presidential candidate is really top it all. I don't care what she looks like. If she arrived that far to be a presidential candidate on the nomination, I'm sure she has her credential in place. And not just this. Remember, women have to approve double. She needs to work harder to make sure she is there for everybody, and everybody understood she has to listen, you know, no attitude or whatever. I think that, you know, getting something like, you know, from one of the candidates that is only a nominee, of course he has a lot of money, that's what he has to show for. And of course he got my sympathy because he's a nice guy sometimes, and he sometimes said, you know, laugh. I got a few pointers that I want you to sound, you know, because Donald Trump is a fantastic human being when he wants to. But when you regard women, you know, it's like, look at her face. It's impossible that, you know, America will choose a woman. I don't know if, you know, maybe not her, maybe somebody else, but it doesn't matter. It's, you know, don't undermine women. And but top of everything is the way you treat the pretty one. You know, he has an age. He has come on age. He should consider letting be easy on the girls, because it's not advisable if he wants to go forward to undermine women. Women are sensitive to that, and if you're pretty or not, it doesn't matter. It's a women issue, and not because the league, you know, we like our men and we like them to be strong and wonderful and wealthy if they can, of course. But we like our respect, and the respect is being a person and being a, you know, a partner. This is a world that we all share. It's about time to get that glass ceiling broken. because we are really tired of knocking on the ceiling. That, you know, it's getting too low, all right? By all means, women got their education, experience, and they're invested a lot of energy and suffer, you know, and they have the scar to show for over years. Remember, 50% of the married couple are divorced. And why? What do you think is making so bad in the relationship? Why marriage become impossible for one to keep? I want to pray for all those people getting married, and there are a few, and I got an invitation to a wonderful, wonderful couple wedding. God willing, may they marry in wonder time. And I want to pray for them to say, you know, you can keep a family together, but just respect each other. And women, because their liberty become, so limited in marriage, and obviously you guys all know what I'm talking about, and I'm not playing, this is impossible truth. We are telling the truth here. This is how we're living everywhere. Women getting disrespected. And the fact that women get kidnapped in the middle of Kurdistan, in Syria and all the rest, and nobody's really doing anything. Where is NATO? You know, there is a military, organized military of European force to the region. They're supposed to overlook every crisis, and for some reason they're absent on the job. I don't know what they're doing. Trust that they do the right thing, but it's about time we start working hard to save those girls. And I'm talking about girls, from baby girls to high girls. Now, the numbers that they are saying about those millions that have been refugees, that half of them are children. The children are scattered, and the world is silent, and we are really understanding the impact of them on the European Union. Of course, who wants them? They're in the street. Who wants the situation? But we didn't do nothing to stop it. It's like we're running out. How many years? It's 2013 that it started the real crashing when they start to use chemical weapon. And since then, we didn't do nothing. We didn't get our act together as people together, you know, in this world. The Western forces, you know, of course we started with the blaming everybody. And there is a deal going on. There is Iran in the middle. Well, so what are we going to do about it? Talking is not going to save it. And I hope that it will be a moment. This time will be a moment of understanding that we need to act. And action, they start, you know, today I got the news that the European Union decided to go after those people that actually helping the refugees. Well, good. Let's start to understand whose voice, you know, who's playing in the back. But who is kidnapping all those girls? We need to save those girls. Everywhere. Africa, too. Hundreds of girls just... Women have no power because they don't let them have the power, because every post that is controlled in the world is posted, you know, mostly by men. 50, you know, they're saying that we need to share the burden. Now we want 50% of the burden to be divided by empowering us. It's enough that we're sitting, you know, doing or asking, give us a chance to take care of what we need to be taking care of. Girls, you don't care for, so let the girl take care of them so we can save those children. We are mommies. We care because we are mommies. That's the point. That's the universe. That's our job. So let's just do that. Like, there are so many people doing what? Shoveling what? Paper? What they're doing? I know it's not easy, but it's about time we cried. It's a cry. It's not a cry for help only. It's a cry for action, because we are not crying because there is no use to tears. There is the use for action. And doing the right thing takes effort. Effort takes energy. Energy takes will. You guys, whoever you are, that don't have enough will, step aside. It's about time we do. And, you know, today they ousted the Australian. The Australian Prime Minister was ousted from his own party. All right. That's a start. Do something right. Make people that work hard with energy feel the devotion for this world be in charge. Don't let those people that, you know, do politics as usual work for their wealthy man. Let them duck all the taxes and go on, you know, easy way. Let the poor pay the burden of society and all the rest go in the happy ever after. It's not like this. It's not happening anymore. It's time to call it quits. And I am calling all the women of the world. Come on, step up to the plate. Do your share, of course. Help us push that stream of anti-women. I don't know what you think it is, but this is not, you know, women cannot be free in one country and not and you know, being kidnapped in another. For me, it's the world stage is in trouble right now because it's not doing the right thing. Okay, so from a girl or from a woman to the other women, we need your help. We need everybody to be conscious of what's happening, and we need unity. For girl power is right, and attacking each other is not going to help. And you know, I know Hillary Clinton is running, I know Carla Fiorina is running. They're missing the point. I didn't hear them talking about the real issue. It's enough with showing up that you can. I don't want you to show me. I want you to tell me what you think it's right now to do. And if you can do something about it, please do. All right? God bless you all. I love you. I'm so happy to be here today. It's Orly Benny Davis with Impossible Truth on BBS Radio, the radio online that talks with the people, for the people, and makes the difference. And from girls to girls and all the rest that love this universe, you can understand how much disturbed I am because of the notion that, you know, you have a primary candidate for U.S. who insulted women day in, day out, including his daughter. Well, there is some tapes that I want you to listen to. And if we can get Donald Trump, there is some cute one about his interview with himself. But there is another one that just picked up. Let's listen to it.
I'm about to go out for my interview with Jimmy Fallon. I'll call you back after I comb my hair. Talk to you in 3 hours. Wow, I look fantastic. No, we look fantastic, and I mean really fantastic. All right, me, we've got a big interview with Jimmy Fallon coming up. But let's be honest, Fallon's a lightweight. No way he deserves to interview me. The only one qualified to interview me is me. Me interviewing me, that's what I call a great idea. Of course it's a great idea. We thought of it.
Okay, interview time. Question one. Are you ready for the Republican debate next week?
You know, the truth is, I'm always ready. It's really going to be a big debate, but I'm always ready.
It's not just big. It's huge! Next question. How are you going to create jobs in this country?
I'm just going to do it.
Right. Right. But how?
By doing it. It just happens. Just by doing it.
Genius! You and therefore me are geniuses. Next question. You said that you get Mexico to build a wall at the border. How do you plan to do that?
Well, since I'm you, why don't you tell me?
How am I going to get Mexico to build a wall? Easy. I'll challenge them to the biggest game of Jenga ever. I'll make them set up the board. And then when they finish, I'll say, I don't want to play anymore.
You want to know something? That's genius.
I knew it was. Next question. You recently said, and I quote, hedge fund people make a lot of money, and they pay very little tax. I want to lower taxes for the middle class. How else do you plan to help the economy?
Look, I'm really rich. I know how to run a business, and I know this. Our country's going to be well off with me. So here's what I'll do. First, we have to cut government spending. It's out of control, totally out of control. Then we've got to lower corporate taxes. It's become impossible to do business in this country. We've got companies shipping thousands of jobs overseas. That's got to end. And it's going to end. Remember that. It's going to end.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I was too busy staring at my beautiful reflection. I'm like a Greek god that just took a bath in a pumpkin spice latte. Okay, one last question, and be honest. If you win, is your vice president going to be Gary Busey?
Look, I love Gary. He's fantastic. But more of a Supreme Court justice, in my opinion. Vice president's a very serious job, so I'm probably going to go with somebody else. I would say maybe Kanye West.
Smart move. All right, guess it's time to go out and talk to that dopey goofball Jimmy Fallon and give him the biggest ratings his pathetic show has ever seen. How do you think it's going to go?
It's going to be really classy.
It's going to be really fantastic. It's going to be
huge.
Start the music.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis with BBS Radio. We listened to Donald Trump interviewing himself. You know, it's something of a kind from a talk show. Well, you see, it can have a side of positive, but the issues, let's talk about the issue. Let's analyze. Let's figure out if he wants to be a candidate for the Republican. He's talking about government expenditure that needs to be cut. Yes, of course, every Republican will love that because it's impossible to do business in America, they say, because of the taxes. But let's hold on that thought because, you know, there are so many loopholes for the rich to go through the tax system and deduct from their from the taxes. We heard about it. We know the deal that they are so much, they're earning so much, and for some reason, some of them pay so low because those loopholes. If we fix those loopholes, maybe we can at least not even talk about lowering or higher. At least fix the loopholes and make sure that the taxes is a little more clear. There is not a deviation that rich people can go around them. And the tricks is known, and people been talking. If you see the income of people and how much to pay taxes, sometimes it's ridiculous. And those that don't know, and the middle class usually, they pay so much taxes because it's all, you know, blocked, and they pay. So I think on that level, there are a lot of work to do, and it's fixing the system. Government expenditure, of course, what we can do is the world is getting more, you got so many people working for the government just in order for you to serve the people, so it's impossible for you to cut, because then you cut on services. Then all the Democrats will rise their up and, you know, about and roar, because they like socialism as a method of being a Democrat, and they want services, and they want more people working for the government. So they create bigger government constantly, and they make the services enlarge, and the toll on the expenditure is rising. It's normal that they do that. I don't know if America can take another Democrat, if they're going to do that, especially when you have Sanders that is running on a ticket that stated that he's going to make a free education. You know, let's hold on a second on the Donald Trump issue and talk about the Sanders free education. Who's going to pay for that? We know it's there is no chance for that. But why are you talking about, you know, a university? Why don't you talk about why education in America got into a position where you have states that are running so low that in the third grade they don't even know, the kids don't know how to read? Why don't you tell me about how you're going to educate the kids? That's what you know, who's going to pay for it. It's not about money. If you talk about value, consider the value of the message, not the ticket, the price ticket. If you think that you can make a difference in America, and you know, Sanders is touching the hearts of all those youngsters. I don't know how he did that, but I heard his name coming around for forward, big time, because the kids are really excited about him, because he's talking bad about the wages. True, people who have low income, you know, like the kids in the university, they want their wages. It's the difference between paying the rent and not having a house to rent. I think you got something on there, because, and we have to watch for it. But the truth of the matter, we need to understand his value system, how you're going to fix it, not who's going to pay. If, you know, we have another president that, I don't know if it's another, because this one is not the way, you know, the rest of them work. But if you calculate always, you know, how he's going to spend, you know, what about the expenses? You need to understand that it's not going to be this issue anymore, because we need to create a completely different kind of organized commerce. And we talked about it. We had a guest a few weeks ago that they were talking about having a startup organization with the assistance of the government funds, which he said, that said Frank. What was his last name? I can't remember, but it was he had a great idea of having the community, getting the center of communication to have the voice of the people. But then we mentioned, let's create a showcase for the community, so we start generate some income, so people can actually promote their commerce. And I've been talking about it since 2003, 2004, and still. You know, to launch this idea, it's really heavy. It's not an easy music thought. his idea, Frank's idea of a community was well received because the global commerce needs to start adapting to a new age of technology, which it didn't. It does, but on the individual organized, not on governmental level. Government did not promote. We have non-governmental hub for everything. We have no, well, we don't have a world organized commerce, let's say. The World Trade Organization was not down. We never built a new one. We never did. If it exists, nobody knows about it. Of course, there's countries that are promoting this stuff in an organized way, and it's good. Italy does that. But what about for the world, the rest of us? And America has the chance to do so. I think that the next president needs to talk about that. And I don't think that, you know, being very, very old can be an edge here, because you need to promote. You need somebody that has his hands on task to promote the issue. It's important. And we have sample for that. But let's go back to the interview that Donald Trump had. He said there is impossible doing business in America because they're saying that they have a lot of taxes. We understand that shipping jobs overseas. Wow. How you can stop jobs from going overseas? That's a big thing, especially when you make plants overseas. It means that, you know, but all those money that was, you know, was put in China, are you going to take it back? You cannot take it back. I think it's a wild shot that he sent, because if he has any clue of how to do so, it won't. We need to know about it. We would like to know how you're going to reverse the world economy going your direction. Because right now, we are completely, completely in awe what's going to go down in China. They are trying to manage and fix it. But the truth of the matter is, to start generating worldwide economy, we need to start moving some investments around the globe in the right direction. It will be something to shake it. And I know that there are a lot of investment that are going to go to settle the refugees. Maybe we need to start thinking about it. Anyway, his vice president choice is, of course, mediocre, and I don't think he has anything to say. I don't have anything to say about that one. Anyway, that's as far as Donald Trump goes. As far as I'm concerned, is going backwards right now. His statements are obviously diminishing women votes, and it's not gonna be energized by us at all. We are not gonna let him at the time that he wants, because he's done as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, of course, he's running the poll. It's up to you guys all. I'm just saying, I cannot see a president of the United States that disrespect women. Jackie L would be really appalled. And if we talk about Mrs. Bush, of course, Barbara Bush gave us a great example how to be a first lady, and Laura Bush did. I think the first lady do deserve a great, great place in the history of the state, and for some reason we cannot pass that test. All right, guys, let's listen to some music, and then we'll go back with some more issues. Thank you. All right. This is Orly Benny Davis on BBS Radio. This is The Impossible Truth, our Monday show. We talk about what people are thinking in the world and what we're doing. And there is something going on, you know, in the that nobody mentioned in the news. Of course, it's not going to be time. Well, they use actually time to talk about it. But the truth of the matter, does God send us signs and, you know, with the stars and the moon? Is it what happening in the moon really relate to what's actually happening underground? I caught that. It's between beliefs. I don't know if it belongs to any religion or not, but people who are astronomically oriented, they watch it. So let's listen to what they have to say.
A draft resolution on raising the Palestinian flag at the United Nations is set to be adopted next week. The measure is expected to garner a majority of votes in the 193-nation forum. Palestinian envoy to the UN Riyad Mansour says they have the votes and they are working to gather more. He says the act would give Palestinians the hope that the international community supports them to have their own state. Once the resolution is adopted, the UN will have 20 days to act accordingly. That's when Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will be visiting New York.
Vote has been requested. We shall now begin the voting process. Those in favor of draft resolution A/69/L87 revision/1, please signify. Those against, abstentions.
Will all delegations kindly confirm that their votes are accurately reflected on the screen?
In favor, 119, against 8, abstentions 45. Draft resolution A/69/L87/revision 1 is adopted.
Let no one in this hall or around the world be fooled by the outcome of today's vote. The Assembly would vote to declare that the earth is flat if the Palestinians propose it.
Today's vote is a reaffirmation of the legitimacy of the national aspirations of the Palestinian people, of their existence among the nations of the world, and their right to self-determination.
A controversial resolution voted strongly in favor. 119 members said yes to raising observer state flags at the United Nations headquarters. That's to say the Palestinian and Vatican flags. 8 said no, including the furious Israel. Its representative slammed the move as breaking the UN rule of flying only member states' flags.
The real question we face is not whether the Palestinians will raise a flag, but whether the United Nations will raise a white flag and surrender the principles of this institution itself. Make no mistake, the goal of this resolution is a photo op.
The US also voted no.
Raising the Palestinian flag outside the UN headquarters is not an alternative to negotiations and will not bring the parties closer to peace.
A view shared by many of the 45 members that abstained.
We believe that the focus needs to be on a return to meaningful negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians in order to achieve a lasting and just solution to the conflict, which can only be a two-state solution.
France voted in favor, stressing that the two-state solution must remain the only path. For Palestinians, it marks another symbolic victory.
It's a step further towards the recognition of Palestine as a full-fledged member of the United Nations.
The Palestinian flag is expected to be raised on September the 30th, when President Mahmoud Abbas will speak at the UN General Assembly.
What happened at the UN is a very important step on the march of the Palestinian cause, because we got an almost complete consensus.
A resolution was adopted on Thursday by the UN General Assembly. It allows the flag of Palestine to be hoisted alongside those of other UN member states. The flag is expected to be hoisted ahead of the September 30th visit by Abbas to address the UN General Assembly. The world body upgraded the status of Palestinians to that of non-member observer state in 2012. Thursday's resolution was adopted by 119 UN members. 8, including Israel and the United States, voted against it, and 49 abstained. Israel's ambassador to the UN criticized Thursday's vote, saying it will not help the Palestinian people. The Israeli official insisted the only way to achieve statehood is through direct negotiations. Israeli-Palestine peace talks have stalled since a U.S. diplomatic effort failed in April of 2014.
I want to say here in 10 Downing Street, reaffirm again that I am ready to resume direct negotiations with the Palestinians with no conditions whatsoever to enter negotiations. And I'm willing to do so immediately.
There's a lot to talk about today. There's the close relationship between Britain and Israel. There's the growing economic and commercial ties between our countries. There's also some enormously important global threats to discuss, particularly the threat of Islamist extremism, most notably from ISIL in Syria and Iraq. So we'll be discussing all those things. Britain remains staunch in our defence of Israel's right to exist and right to defend itself. We also remain thoroughly committed to the two-state solution and the peace process, which we'll also discuss today. But it's great to welcome you.
The UN General Assembly's overwhelmingly voted for raising the Palestinian flag at the UN headquarters.
Will all delegations kindly confirm that their votes are accurately reflected on the screen?
The Palestinian proposed resolution was opposed by the U.S. and Israel, among others, while most of the EU nations abstained. The outcome was fiercely criticized by the Israeli ambassador to the UN, who described it as a surrender of the UN principles. However, the Palestinian envoy hailed it as a step toward the recognition of Palestine as a full UN member.
Today's vote is a reaffirmation of the legitimacy of the national aspirations of the Palestinian people, of their existence among the nations of the world, and their right to self-determination, to be a free people in control of their lives and destiny in their own independent state. The General Assembly's adoption of this resolution will help to restore some hope to our people and leadership to fulfill the rights of the Palestinian people, achieve a just and sustainable peace, and secure Palestine's rightful place among the community of nations.
The General Assembly ratified the recognition of the sovereign state of Palestine back in 2012 as an observer.
Well, that was related to the Blood Moon stories that it's in the back that's saying that in September it will be a four time that it will be a Blood Moon, which I don't know what they think that God is sending them, but the Palestinian story is evolving toward this. But maybe it's about time that we start saying what kind of state they want. If they want a state with no Jews, it's not democratic. If they want state that, you know, on top of Israel, it means that they are working on terror. Peaceful coexistence, and they never mention peaceful existence. They're talking about themselves. And this is a part of the global movement to create an Islamic state. So please, the Western world, don't be fooled. And I'm not saying that, people don't have the right. But the movement, the way they go about it is, in fact, the way that we can recognize their goals. If you think about it, if you move forces from Gaza and you get terrorist organization, it means that they want terror. If you think that they are moving forward with peace and they don't want any Jews on the ground, it doesn't make sense. So if you look at all around, they have a sign, and you have people that have ISIS connection, and you got in the West Bank ISIS connection. If you have ISIS connection everywhere, it means that this is a part of a major plot to take over and create the caliphate. And I don't know. I know that Israel is not going to allow this to happen. We have nothing to against any people. You know, the Arab Israeli supposed, you know, and work together with us. That they're Druze, they're Czech. Whoever cohabitate in, there is a coexistence in this democracy. But to give somebody a flag to raise the issue, it's bogus. Like the United Nations ambassador to the UFO, they are bogus because they have no sense. Those people are coming from everywhere. Even Yasser Arafat was from Egypt. There is no such thing. You know, they move. They're nomads. They move around. So one day they can be a refugee, one day they can be looking into other spot in the universe. So why don't you give a Kurdistan a country? The Kurds are 30 million people. They are allowed to have a house. They had a country once. They actually truth about their existence and their liberty, because they are right now persecuted and run after by the Turks and whoever else that goes after them. But to say that the Palestinians are, you know, Israel is going after them, no. You can't push yourself around Israel. You go to your side of the border, which, when you divided the land, United Nations, famous United Nations, you remember that you also gave Transjordan to the Palestinians, because who else you gave it to? To who? You know, to the Saudis? I don't think so. It wasn't in the plan, so I think you guys, the United Nations got themselves in big mess. They're trying to camouflage it, but they are in mess because they're up to the neck with decision making that are bogus and not normal. Let's get some music and we'll be there after that. It'll be nice to hear some good music after that nonsense. And we are back. This is Orly Benny Davis. Of course, Michael Bolton is one of a kind, and we always love him. Let's talk about Russian shipping tanks into Syria. There is a first clear sign of offensive weapons, Fox News is stating. There is a Pentagon inside information that say that the Russian military buildup in Syria has grown to include the shipment of a half a dozen highly sophisticated battle tanks and more troops. I wonder what you're going to do with those tanks. You know, this is not, you know, Syria is all built up. I don't know what you're going to do with those tanks. It's the defense official told Fox News that is the source called first clear sign of offensive weapon arriving in Syria. Well, okay, so the Russian decided to take action. Let's say probably to cover up for what they did before, that they stated that the chemical weapon went in the wrong hands. Remember, 2013, American Secretary of State John Kerry testified and said that the Syrians are using chemical weapon against children. They were so upset that they were thinking to make an offensive. the offensive, the idea that the American boots on the ground will be in Syria was absolutely incredibly difficult to bite, and we all worked hard behind the scenes to make sure that there is some kind of agreement, because they had to give up, the Syrian had to give up their chemical weapon. And sure enough, America was gracious enough to come to a compromise where Russia is going to take care of the controlled chemical substance and ship them. The shipment went through Italy and then were supposed to be disposed by Germany, which that road I cannot understand, but let's leave it at that. However, the Italian were against it, and the Russian declared that the terrorist organization put their hands on chemical weapons. How? It's under their watch. They were supposed to be taken care of. That was the deal, but they didn't. So maybe it's not an offensive to do something. It's take control of what they promised to. And let's hope so. And let's give them the credit that they probably are doing that, okay? Let's assume that we are all playing in the right game and for the right side, Russia and America. Let's give it a try, okay? Let's think about it. So we need to have an headquarter. Where is the headquarter? Where is the cooperation? We need the cooperation. Is it going to be where? And the headquarter needs to be some place in the region where people are going to meet. I can think about a few places that I can point to be the headquarter for negotiation or for understanding, but we need to launch the team. Secretary of State is just coming back. I didn't see him. But the foreign minister of Russia, Lavrov, is out and about. And I'm sure he wants to have some kind of understanding, because there is no interest whatsoever of the world to engage in to attack each other, because we'll defeat the purpose. We have nothing to think, you know, nothing in the world to waste more than the world itself. So it's not going to be on the map. So we need to come to a conclusion that there is an organized effort behind the scene to talk some sense into it and create some kind of understanding to what we're going to do with the Syrian forces. Let's see if I have, if we can listen to what Bashar al-Assad says. It will be short. We're going to just go to the point, okay? So we can conclude on a higher note, all right? Let's try to listen to this.
The following report contains some disturbing images.
If you want to know why so many Syrians are on the move now, it's fear of the war that rages at home and the many ways to die. But there's one threat they were supposed to be safe from: chemical weapons. But we've seen evidence suggesting they're still being used, and repeatedly government forces are accused. UN investigators say they have a high degree of confidence that chlorine has been used repeatedly and systematically as a weapon in the Syrian Arab Republic.
Now investigators have been asked to identify which individuals, groups or governments are still involved in the use of chemicals as weapons in Syria. We've tracked down some of those who say they witnessed these incidents.
For the children of Syria, it's not the high seas they must fear, but death on dry land. When Samin was attacked, witnesses say they heard a helicopter, and only the government has helicopters in Syria. But there was no explosion, just casualties. Reports suggest the smell, signs, and symptoms were consistent with a chlorine attack. There were dozens of victims. Among them, six members of one family. Much of this video is too graphic to show. Doctors struggling to try to revive people. And the three adults and three small children dying without a scar on their bodies. Government forces are repeatedly accused of being behind many of these attacks, but they've told us they haven't used any chemical weapons, blaming terrorists instead. Rebel forces and more recently Islamic State also stand charged. The militants have repeatedly attacked Mara, but two recent strikes are feared to have involved chemicals. I understand samples have been passed on to the British government for testing. This time, the symptoms were different. The fear is that Islamic State has acquired and now used mustard gas.
How do you know that this was some form of chemical weapon and not a routine munition?
After seeing the symptoms, and after talking to many other people who confirmed that mustard gas was used, symptoms were suffocation, blisters, watery eyes and runny nose.
All right, we're back. That's with really, really hard news to understand that people are getting attacked by chemical. The children, if you can see those videos online, please watch them. It's incredibly disturbing. This is Orly Benny Davis with a BBS Radio. I'm calling for everybody, get your act together. Let's solve this problem in Syria. It's about time. We need our hearts and soul in everything. Come on, let's do it. And we want to wrap this with a little note of music and with a blessing for tomorrow is Prince Harry's birthday. Happy birthday, Prince Harry. May you have a wonderful, wonderful life and help us save those children because we do need everybody's help. So this is goodbye until Wednesday. God bless you all. This is Orly Benny Davis with Impossible True on BBS Radio. Join us online and come and say like to the page. It will be nice. God bless you all. Ciao, ciao.